listening to Inclusive AF with Jackie Clayton and Katie Van Horn.
I agree with her.
Woo! Hello, hello, hello.
It is Wednesday afternoon, and this is the Inclusive AF podcast. I'm Katie.
And I am Jackie. Maybe we
so we're just
do that.
First name. We're just gonna first name now. And first then I can't then you can't pause unless you're like Jackie. That would be odd. Don't do that.
How are you doing, Katie Sue?
I'm good. Emily calls me Katie Sue, just so you know.
Love that.
Emily's my sister. I know I don't talk about my siblings very often because they're all like I don't know the right words to use today. We're gonna just leave it
because they're all listeners.
They're all avid listeners. So yeah, okay. So let's talk about it. So I would like to talk about what's the song called again? Beyonce, get on out of this job. What is it called?
It's called Break My Soul.
Break My Soul. Okay, so I have so many things to talk about with this song.
It hit like different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I felt it in my bones.
I just love that she does the anthem so very well, but I'm also like, oh, Nelly. Like my first reaction, of course, was the HR reaction of like, oh my God, please don't quit your job because of
the answer. That's what I said. I was like, I hope people are not going to quit their job because that comes from a place of privilege and you might need to keep yours.
Right. And I think there were a few folks that actually kind of said that, you know, like obviously she's coming from a place of privilege to be able to have that song and feel that way.
You know, and I know there are some people that just need to get out.
Okay, so I think we talked about last recording. We talked about layoffs and kind of what should people do.
Yep.
I would like to talk a little bit more about, more about Beyonce because I love her, but also just it generally like about the, what are the reasons why you don't let them break your soul?
I think one of the things that's really important is that there are companies that do break your soul. And I feel like some people feel like it's a rite of passage, like they have to have that, but you don't. And so I want people to really ask the questions to figure out, is it really breaking your soul? And I think that goes to, am I trying to be somebody else at work? That's so extreme than the real person that I am. Because I think we're all different at work, you know?
Yes.
But it's like, am I to a point where I'm uncomfortable and this is stressful for me? Do I have to put on a full charade? Am I accepting things that I would not accept every day? Would I be embarrassed by the things that I say okay to here? Or the other part is like, does this company support things that I am opposed to or donate? Like those are things that, even though it's nice that you have a job, that you can, that can really be crushing. And I think some people get so used to it that you don't realize that you're not your best self or doing your best work.
So for me, I agree with you. Like, I think it is like people feel like it's a rite of passage or like I have to endure this, but you don't. And I think that's a piece that, so I'm going to say a couple things. The first one is, you know, I'm sure you've heard that analogy of like the, you know, the father gives his daughter a car for her graduation and he said, okay, take it to the junkyard and see, you know, it's this old car, see what they'll give you for it if you sell it. And it's like $100. Take it to, you know, a car dealer, see them, oh, $500. Take it to an antique or like a car restoration, see how much they'll give you. They'll give me $2 million because it's like a, you know, whatever. And, you know, there's like a watch analogy, there's a couple different ones. And I think that for me, it's like the knowing your worth and knowing where you'll be treated as important, worthy, all of these different pieces. And that analogy is always like stuck with me because I think it's such a good one. But then I also think there's a difference between work is hard and work is breaking your soul.
Yes.
And I think that's the piece, and I've seen quite a few posts recently about this, but it's like the, you know, if you are being verbally abused or belittled or harassed or discriminated against, that can break your soul. If you are given projects that are not worthy of the level of skills that you have, like busy work, you know, this one I think comes out sometimes for women being asked to like take notes when they're supposed to be leading the meeting, or take notes as the secretary when they can't contribute as much. And so I think there's that piece. And then I think it's also just the, like, have you looked around the company? Have you said what else is available? Are there promotion, other teams? And if once you've kind of looked at that and there isn't another place for you to go, that's, for me, those are some of the qualifiers. If I think about soul destruction.
I'm with you. Soul destruction.
I was going to say, I don't want to say break your soul again. But like, I think that that's the piece where I have been, and I don't know if you've experienced this, but there have been times in my career when I'm like, I don't think I can do this.
Yes.
I am exhausted. I am tired. This is so challenging to my skill set, all of those things. That's not breaking my soul. That's challenging me and pushing me to do better, learn more, whatever it might be. And those actually, once you get to the other side of it, you're like, holy Hannah, I'm so glad I got that experience. But I think, like, have you had a similar, like, what are your thoughts?
I've had moments in my career that I put up with that were soul breaking in the past, where it was just like a fight every day, where everything was a fight. Like, I had to fight. It felt like I had to fight to get recognition, or I had to fight to get credit, or I had to, you know, fight to get promotions or get, like, moved up. Like, I feel like those things ought to have happened. But the thing that I think happens, especially to people that have a long history of being ignored or disrespected or marginalized, pick the phrase, is that you like staying because you're hoping that the system is set up for you, and it wasn't set up for you, like you're going to get promotion. Like, I came to work every day on time. You know, I only take an hour lunch. I only take 2 15-minute breaks. I go to all the meetings. I take the notes. I give all the backup. I should be getting a raise or getting promoted. And, like, holding out and thinking that I'm supposed to get this, like, it's something that I've earned. And staying even when you don't get it, right? Like, that can be soul-crushing. And I think sometimes it takes going to an organization where they're not crushing your soul to realize what you've been dealing with. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that piece has a lot of it. And I mean, but the other part, just looking at the song, it's like, release your mind, release the stress. You know, there's so many pieces. I just think it's funny because it said, I just fell in love and I quit my job. And that says a lot, where it's like, it almost goes back to what you're saying. Like, all of a sudden I felt value, and now you can probably take it a million different ways, but it makes me think of, I feel worthy now, like something within this relationship. I fell in love, and so now I'm doing this. I don't need this job anymore. And so I think it's interesting that that's what comes right before that.
I agree. I think that one did also kind of stick out for me too, because it is like the, you know, I can think back to times when I have had crushes or been dating someone, and it's like, oh, everything's great. Oh, who cares about work? Let's focus on the important stuff, like dating and, you know, whatever. And so I can think back on those, and that's where it kind of took me. But I agree with you wholeheartedly, where it's the, once you start to understand your worth, know your worth, feel like someone understands that too. Don't you love when your Alexa just starts making noise at you and you're like, no, I just said her name, so now she's really gonna look for me. Sorry, I digress. Feeling validated, feeling like you are of value and someone is showing you that you are valued and like what that does to you. I think that's just, it's so interesting to me. What else do you want to say about this song? I should pull up the lyrics too, because I just, yeah. I just listened to it and I was like, this is good.
No, there's more, because she says that like it keeps you up all night. That's why she can't sleep at night, because of her work and her job. And well, that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, people are going to be quitting their jobs tomorrow. I was just like, oh, snap. Because this is not, it made me think of a resurgence of the Great Resignation. It was like, are people going to listen to this? And they're like, this is your sign. This is your last straw. You need to get out and do that. So that was part of the things that it made me think when it was like, it within the song again, it's like everybody's doing it, like my whole clique, all of my friends, like nobody can take it anymore. And I think that's where we're at. I mean, I was talking to my executive producer, who was like, do you think we'll ever like have more people that agree than don't agree? Do you think there's gonna be like peace? Do you think there's gonna be a point where, you know, all these blah blah blah? And I was like, no, I don't. And he was like, oh, okay. But I think that it's like, oh, that's nice. But I think you have to have some kind of hope, right?
That's a really hopeful position, Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, you have to have some. I was just messing with them. But I was like, No. That is a pipe dream. But I think what's important is that, you know, you realize this is happening to everybody right now. And I think that we've had this collective mourning that we haven't figured out how to get out of, that's been carrying on for a long time. And that, I think, is woven throughout this piece, we are starting to see people come out of it at different stages, but there is just a collective frustration that I see.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I want to tell you about my podcast called Can I Offer You Some Feedback? I'm a business consultant and executive coach with over 20 years experience in change management, leadership development, and naturally providing feedback to high performers. My podcast is for those of you who have a complicated relationship with feedback, whether giving, receiving, avoiding, or seeking. Feedback is essential for our development. In each episode, you'll hear from real people across industries with their ideas, perspectives, and best practices on feedback. I'll also be sharing business bites with you, simple explanations of organizational tools, management techniques, and leadership philosophies that will help you and your businesses thrive. You can listen to Can I Offer You Some Feedback on your favorite podcast app, or learn more at evergreenpodcasts.com.
Yeah, and I think that's a part of the song also that I really like, the release part, where it's like, it's not just everything's horrible, quit your job and we're broken. There's also this like, what are we going to do about it? And how are we going to release some of these things? Because I think I 100% agree with you that I think everyone is exhausted and everyone is like, this is never going to end. And we are never going to be in a country that can actually get along. And we're never going to have sensible gun laws. And nothing's going to happen from these January 6th hearings. And you can just like pile all these things. I don't know if you have had this recently work, but I just have had a resurgence of folks getting COVID. And it's just like, it's never like, it's just always something. And I feel like there are these recurring themes. And to be able to say, not just you, I'm not going to let that happen, but also here's what I am going to put in its place. And I'm going to release some of the things that no longer work for me.
What was that?
I'm sorry. It's okay. It's 4 o'clock. You know, this lovely dog that you love so much, Miss Penelope, yes. You just looked at me. Where's Auntie Jackie?
It's like, She's like, where is she? I want to bark at her.
Like, I'm trying to take a nap. Could you please be quiet? Thank you. So she gets up very early, my friend. And then the cats are like all up in my business all night. So I don't sleep. I'm very tired, very tired. Anyway, so really love the song. What else would you want to talk about with this song?
I just want people to, because at the same time, it's a weird time. There's companies like us that we're hiring. There's people that are doing layoffs like we talked about last week. I just want to tell everybody to not give up and just keep networking, because there's so many opportunities. Don't just network when you do have a layoff, and don't just quit out of nowhere. You might have to hang on to your job just a little bit longer, but keep looking to make sure that you can find a place where you fit.
And that's the other thing, like everyone is hiring right now. So there's so many places that you can work. I do have a totally random question for you. So the one line she talks about smoking with the yak. So cognac, right? But does that mean she smokes the POT?
Well, you know, I wouldn't know. That is not exactly. I think that's
is that what that she's means. Inferring that she's a Smokahanas Rex?
I think she's actually talking about a real yak, like maybe smoked meats.
Bullshit.
like a charcuterie.
Nope. Don't try to make stuff up. I'm gonna use a very horrible reference. Is she like, you know, she was this lovely young woman and then she married Jay-Z, who's like,
no, she's drinking the yak and smoking the sack.
Drinking the yak and smoking the POT. Like a Whitney Houston, Bobby Brown situation, but not as dark.
So not that.
Not as dark situation. At all. I'm just kidding.
That, can you pick a worse?
That was not a good, that's not a good. I just mean like, you know, Beyonce's always been this like very clean cut, somewhat wholesome, you know.
I think that depends.
Okay, now that I'm thinking back to like,
I think that depends on what track.
That's my old songs. What was the one? It's that one song that's like, it's going to make me crazy. Let's come back to that. Yeah, I can get up here. Bootylicious. So do you know what I just Googled right now is Destiny's Child song about butts. I couldn't remember what it was called. Bootylicious. There you go. My word works, people. Now you're getting the inner workings of Katie's brain. I was kidding about the reference that I just made on the Bobby Brown Whitney Houston. Bad story. And
thank you.
We love you, Whitney. We love you, Bobby. Anyways, I just meant like, you know, does she smoke pot? That's all I'm really asking. Do you think that she
smokes? I don't know. Pot? I don't know. I'll ask her the next time we hang out,
at
though.
The club? I need to know. I need answers. I'm gonna tweet at her and find out.
Slip into her DMs.
Yeah, that seems like a totally reasonable idea.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Katie and QQ. That's what all the kids are saying. You know, quick question.
All the kids are doing it. I should.
Yeah. But cute.
I'm the cool aunt.
I don't think you should put like smoke POT though. I don't know if you're going to get a response. You know,
I shouldn't say POT. That should not be how I reference it. I mean, it feels right to me, but what do I know?
I think you should just add a GIF of Beyonce smoking pot. Is this real?
Is this you? I'm just curious. Yeah. First of all, very much overestimating my skills on fixing pictures. I'm not a skill set I have, nor do I care to have. All right, so I want to switch gears.
Okay.
How many calls have you gotten this week from people that work at Tesla?
Wow.
The floodgates have opened, my friend. The floodgates have opened.
True story. So when I was at one of those companies I used to work for, they were a client. And then the rep that we talked to at Tesla was like, Elon sent out an email and said he doesn't trust artificial intelligence. And I was like, he's got a personless car. Like, what do you mean? They canceled the contract because he said no more AI because he doesn't trust it. And so they canceled like 1,000 licenses like overnight.
What happened? Like, what? Who hurt him recently? Because I feel like
I don't know.
Happened because it was, you know, he's gone to Mars, and you know, Mr. I'm gonna leave it on a jet plane, going to Mars, and now it's like I'm Uber Republican, and I don't even know. And then like. I don't know if you've seen some of the stuff that's like, basically like it's the, I think I sent you the article. He, you know, told everyone it's only going to be certain roles that we're going to cut. It's only certain roles we're going to make come back to the office. And now he's lied about both of those and gone back. I just would love to be a fly on the wall for the legal team at Tesla right now. Cause you know, they are pulling out their hair.
They have to be going. I mean, this is out of control.
Yeah.
And I imagine all of his close advisors are probably just annoyed by the whole Twitter thing anyway.
Yeah, look, it's kind of like there should be some new rule, like certain people should just not be on Twitter. It's kind of like my mom shouldn't be on Facebook, but she continues to like do stuff on Facebook, like repost pictures from like 2017 that you're like, now why, what, with no comment, just reposting it from someone else's page and like weird stuff like that. I kind of feel like this is one of those examples that like, A, let's not let him buy Twitter. That's number one. And two, let's get him off the platform as well, because he's not good at it. So,
well, I mean, sorry. The Washington Post just posted a white Tesla Model S was sitting in a Rancho Cordova, California wrecking yard earlier this month, having been severely damaged in a collision 3 weeks earlier when it suddenly erupted into flames. I'm like, really? Just stop. Like,
this is the thing. Hey, I know some stuff now. I know some things about some stuff. Do you want to hear?
Yeah.
Okay, so the batteries on some electric vehicles have something, some component in them. This is where you're going to, you know, I'm probably losing some listeners
because
I'm saying I know some stuff. And then I'm like, actually, I don't really know all the things, but there's something with the batteries that the batteries are catching fire. And so they are trying to change up the battery companies and all these different things and how they're making the batteries. But this is one of the challenges right now that EVs are facing. That's electric vehicles for those not in the electric vehicle space.
Thank you. I just think it's dumb that they put out the article.
FYI, Jackie wants to punch me right now. Sorry, go.
No, you're so smart. Tell me more.
Like, is it a campaign now that it's like now anti-Tesla, all the things?
Yeah, it's like, come on, dude. I love all of the things. I just am like, please stop. I'm really disappointed. The reason that I'm sad though is that Elon Musk, when he was opening like the Tesla factory and having all those things in Austin, and it was affiliated with Houston Tillotson. So now I'm really sad because it's like, I don't know. I'm confused. It's like, why are you opening this organization and specifically open a program at a HBCU, and then you don't want people to, then on the other side, you're firing people and you don't want people to get bit by the woke virus. So I don't know what is happening.
Yeah. I feel like that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like something has happened where like, we're going to get, just wait.
It's going to come out. It's going to be the POT.
No, it's going to be like a medical hold. It's going to be like a medical hold because something happened to him. Because I also like, that is one, like that some of these layoffs, that was the article, you know, that They're getting rid of folks that are leading their employee resource groups.
Yes.
They're getting rid of folks that are focused on diversity, equity, and inclusion because of
they had a focus. And then all of a sudden, how did that happen?
Yeah.
You're right. There's something that's about to happen.
Right. And I think the other part is that, like, he's calling the plants, like the manufacturing plants, money furnaces. I don't know if you heard about that one because, like,
no.
Because they're saying it's like just money is going out the window. Like, he just is doing some very erratic things. And then I don't know if you just saw this one just popped up about he's considering doing ads to counter the media bias. So, like, I want to say, or you could just be quiet. If you just would be quiet and do your job, the media wouldn't have anything to report on. So, like, it's just weird to me that no one is advising him, like, hey, maybe let's stay off Twitter for 10 minutes or so. And that it just is so, it harkens back to a world leader that maybe led us for a while. Like, just random tweets, random comments, random things that you're like, huh? What does this have to do with anything? I mean, he's getting a ton of press, but it's not good press at all.
At all. And I'm literally just awestruck. I'm so confused. Don't understand why, what is going on? The world is like in mass chaos. That's why we have to listen to more Beyonce, and I can't wait for the whole album to come out, because I think that Beyonce is the only thing that can save us right now.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.
I did see something fun, a meme or whatever, something funny that was someone was like, you know, Beyonce just had me spend $50 for this book, and now she wants me to quit my job. I was like, exactly. Are you also confused about what the woke mind virus is?
Yeah, I don't understand the woke mind virus. Don't
it's just like I understand. Feel like people are just stringing words together that don't mean anything just to do it.
They're just trying to co-opt on all of these things to try to make it, and people just hear it and then they're like, this is bad. It's like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Right, and then Tucker Carlson repeats it. Because
why did you say that? Oy.
Because that's what he does. He starts to say some of these like wackadoo things too that you're like, wait, what? I for anyone that's listening that works at Tesla, lots of jobs for you to get. Jackie and I are available, and we will support you. Yeah, we can share the links to our job pages. I also like, so we, you know, we're just talking about like toxic environments and releasing your job. Like, this would be one of those times when you would have to, as a Tesla employee, regardless of whether you're being laid off or asked to come back to the office or not, that you have to sit back and go, what is happening here? And this isn't right.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. It just seems very interesting.
Mm-mm. I just think that there, like, as soon as things start to calm down, it's just something else that somebody brings up just to like infuriate people or to like distraction.
Right.
And it's like why, like, this should not be a thing. You know, I just wish that, I mean, there's so much that's already going on without this, like you were talking about, I mean, the resurgence of people still getting COVID and inflation and the fear of a recession and layoffs, and you're going to buy Twitter and then just call people names? Stop it. Like,
right.
Nobody has time for that.
Right. Well, that's why he said he's doing these layoffs, is because he's worried about inflation.
Yes. But did you hear the way he said it? Like, the first thing that he said was like, oh, this is kind of like, this is kind of messed up. And then someone had an official statement. I'll find it. Because it was funny. It came out first via email. And then they had to confirm, like, what are you talking about? Because of the way that he had said it.
I know he is obviously has a very different way of thinking about things, but there are some times when you just have to maybe get a communications person that can be your spokesperson.
Right.
I don't know. But anyways, there's too many things going on but I do wonder how the right is going to just destroy this Beyonce song and see, they don't want to work. Because it's going to be some dumb logic of no, that's not really what she said at all.
Right.
I don't know.
I feel it. But I just want things, I want people to just settle down. just settle down for a minute.
If everyone can just settle down, that would be amazing. Yes, absolutely. What else you got going? Oh, so we are going to post a podcast that we did for Work Human,
but it's
audio. So look for that. And it's just a little bit, we're just sharing a little bit about our experience at Work Human. We actually recorded it while we were there. So we were all a flutter from the Work Human vibe, which is so good.
Yes.
Was that before or after that amazing dinner that we had?
Oh, I think it was after. We did have an amazing dinner. And then we need to go back and do that. And we just posted about the layoffs and the return to office. Now we need to ask people for some new topics. I don't want to talk about any of these topics next week, right? I don't want to talk about
Do you want to talk about Whataburger since you have a Whataburger sign in your back?
No, I want Whataburger for dinner though. Yum.
Okay, I just want to want everyone to be aware of what happens while we're recording. So Jackie is in Central Time Zone, so she's 2 hours ahead of me in Arizona right now. And so she and her executive director get together while we're recording and decide what's for dinner. And it's never a good choice. It's never we're going to get salads. We're going to make some, I don't even know. I can't even think of a good example right now. And I'm looking at the Whataburger side. Whataburger is one of those similar Jack in the Box where you can't eat it during the day.
Several years. And that, I did get to know. I am a woman of a certain age where, at 1 o'clock it's like, ooh, I want a burger. Maybe a Whataburger. Yes. Yeah, I've eclipsed.
That's fair. I think every time, what I remember about Whataburger, I don't go there very often. I think the last time it was after a night out. And I always remember that it would take forever to get our food. Cause they you could be I want, 17 different tops, things on there and this, that, and the other thing. And so it would take 20 minutes to get your food. And then by that time you're I just need to go to sleep. Whoever was driving had to deal with through. Whoever was driving had to deal with a bunch of semi-drunk, sleepy people that were we're starving and we don't want to wait any longer.
When I was in high school, they had a microphone and we'd walk up to it and pull it. That's how they would place the orders. And we'd try to place our own order. Not a good idea. Absolutely not.
Ideal. Because you would go inside.
Yeah.
I don't go inside places. I try to avoid that at all costs.
No, this was high school. I mean, now I'm not looking for it.
Yeah.
That's where the cool kids are.
Probably weren't driving, right?
Yeah.
Okay, this has evolved into what's for dinner, folks. So all I'm saying
is, the can.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, Beyonce is the queen.
Yep.
If you learn nothing from this episode, know that Beyonce is the queen. Yes. That is all. That's all I have to say about that. Do you want to add anything to that, or where would you go with that too as your one thing?
I think people know. I think people really need to assess, and let's just continue the great resignation. Figure it out. Let's use the opportunity to, you know, shift.
You know, and again, I know folks have already, I know folks have already started reaching out from some of our prior episodes, but please know, Jackie and I know a lot of good HR people at a lot of good companies. So if you need an intro, if you need anything, we're here. We're here to support you in whatever you need. And not just HR folks, all the folks.
That's right.
All right. Well, on that note, thank you so much for listening. This is Katie.
And this is Jackie. Bye.
Bye.
Hold on.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.